federal appeals court has reinstated the September 11th case against accused terrorist Zacharias Massawi, ordering the case to go forward. At the same time, the appeals court ruling could provide significant problems for the prosecution. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Zacharias Massawi is the only person in the U.S. charged in connection with the 9/11 attacks. In open court, he's admitted to being a terrorist, but he's denied having anything to do with 9/11. It is the 9/11 charges against Massawi that are the most serious and the ones that could subject him to the death penalty, and so his lawyers have sought evidence that would show that Massawi, in fact, was not involved in 9/11. In preparing for trial, Massawi's lawyers sought to question top al-Qaeda operatives being held by U.S. authorities abroad, and the judge in charge of the case, Judge Leonie Brinkema, agreed that under the Constitution's guarantee of access to exculpatory witnesses, Massawi was entitled to question the operatives, among them Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the accused mastermind of the September 11th plot, and Mustafa al-Hazawi, the alleged paymaster. The judge agreed that the men could offer exculpatory evidence about Massawi, that they could testify that he was not involved in the September 11th plot. The judge ordered the government to make the men available for sworn testimony by video hookup. The government refused, triggering a provision of federal law that allowed the judge to impose penalties. She then barred the prosecution from seeking the death penalty or introducing evidence about 9/11. The government then appealed. Yesterday, the appeals court ruled both for and against the prosecution. The court said that Massawi is entitled to all exculpatory information, all favorable testimony from the al-Qaeda witnesses in U.S. custody. And the court concluded that the al-Qaeda witnesses have indeed provided evidence that is favorable to Massawi, both as to his guilt and as to what a just punishment would be. We agree, said the court, that one of the witnesses does support Musawi's contention that he was not involved in the September 11th attacks, and that a jury could infer from the testimony of a second witness that Massawi was not involved. But the court said that, in view of the national security interests asserted by the government, summaries of the witnesses' statements can be used in place of actually having Musawi's lawyers question the witnesses. The court said that the trial judge is to work out the form of the summaries, that as much as possible, they should include actual questions and answers given during interviews with government interrogators, and that the jury is to be told why the witnesses are not present, and that they were not subject to examination by Musawi's lawyers. In addition, the court said that the prosecution may not use incriminating information obtained from the al-Qaeda operatives because the witnesses were not subject to cross-examination by the defense. Finally, the appeals court ruled that Judge Brinkema must reinstate the 9/11 charges and put the death penalty back in play in the case. She had punished the prosecution for its refusal to make the al-Qaeda witnesses available, but the appeals court said no punitive sanction was warranted because the government had been exercising its prerogative to protect national security interests. And so the Massawi case is back on course, at least for now. In the meantime, the government may find it hard to make its case on the 9/11 charges without using information gained from the al-Qaeda witnesses in its custody. Musawi's lawyer, public defender Frank Dunham, said last night that on balance, he views the court's ruling as a victory. That doesn't diminish the problems he will face in defending a client whose exculpatory witnesses are not allowed to testify to a jury. With both sides facing problems aplenty, there could be more appeals before this case ever gets to trial. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.